With sleet after midnight, a total snow accumulation tonight of 3 to 5 inches. Ice accumulation around a trace. It's going down to the lower 20s tonight, and the chance of snow is near 100%. Tomorrow is a mostly cloudy day with a chance of snow in the afternoon. Highs in the mid-30s tomorrow. Chance of snow tomorrow is at 40%. And Sunday night, mostly cloudy. Lows 10 to 15 degrees. Martin Luther King Jr. Day is Monday. Will be a partly sunny day with highs in the mid-20s. Stay tuned. Now and Then is coming right up. Support comes from listeners and from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporter.com, and from Thalman Service Center, complete car repair and collision service in Liberty, New York, thalmanservicecenter.com. I'm Kathy Geary. Welcome to Now and Then. On today's program, we'll be celebrating the birthday of Martin Luther King Jr. through song and music. There's an annual celebration on the third Monday of every January every year. We celebrate Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday. That was passed into federal law in 1986, back when Ronald Reagan was president. Martin Luther King, he was the leader of the civil rights movement from 1955 until he was assassinated in 1968 in Atlanta, Georgia, on April the 4th. Martin Luther King's birthday, his actual birthday, is January the 15th, but the federal holiday, it's always the third Monday in January in honor of him and his career. There's been an amazing number of songs that were inspired by him and his life and his work. Three days after his assassination, Nina Simone recorded the song Why the King of Love is Dead, released in 1968. The song was composed by Nina Simone's bass player, a man named Gene Taylor, and she sings it to an audience at the Westbury Music Fair in Long Island, New York, as I said, just 3 days after King's assassination. Nina Simone, Why the King of Love is Dead.
Of course, this whole program is dedicated to the memory of Dr. Martin Luther King. You know that, anyway. Once upon this planet Earth lived a man of humble birth, preaching love and freedom for his fellow man. He was dreaming of the day peace would come to earth to stay, and he spread this message all across the land. Turn the other cheek, he'd plead. Love thy neighbor was his creed. Pain, humiliation, death, he did not dread. With his Bible at his side, from his foes he did not hide. It's hard to think that this great man is dead. Oh yeah. Well, the murders never cease. Are they men or are they beasts? What do they ever hope to gain? Will my country too late for us all? And did Martin Luther King just die in vain? Cause he'd seen the mountaintop. And he knew he could not stop. Always living with the threat of death ahead. Folks, you'd better stop and think, 'cause we're headed for the brink. That he is dead. He was for equality for all people, you and me. Full of love and goodwill, hate was not his way. Why was he shot down the other day? I'm gonna say he'd seen the mountaintop, and he knew he could not stop. Always living with a threat of death ahead. Folks, you'd better stop and think and feel again, for we're headed for the brink. What's gonna happen now that the king of
Nina Simone live at the Westbury Music Festival in Long Island, New York, in April of 1968, 3 days after the assassination of Martin Luther King Jr. on April the 4th. Her bass player wrote that song, Why the King of Love is Dead. And there's another incredibly beautiful recording from his actual funeral, Martin Luther King's funeral, Mahalia Jackson sang Precious Lord, Take My Hand, and she said she sang it because that was the last song that he had requested. So this is from the actual funeral service of Martin Luther King Jr. This is Mahalia Jackson. That's Mahalia Jackson. That was live at Martin Luther King's funeral in April of 1968. So I was alive during those years, through the 60s and all of the upheaval that we saw in our culture, not just in music with rock and roll, but with the civil rights movement and how powerful that was. It was just devastating when Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated. It was hard to understand all of the political things going on. But music, you know, has always been an important touchstone for many people. And at the time, I didn't know who Nina Simone was. I didn't hear her incredibly beautiful tribute that we started the program with. But I did know Marvin Gaye's recording. He recorded a song called Abraham, Martin, and John. And of course, he's referring to Abraham Lincoln, John Kennedy, and Martin Luther King in his song. Dick Haller wrote the song. And Marvin Gaye recorded it and released it in 1968. And so this was the song that was the touchstone for me about that time. It was tumultuous times, and like I said, music was a signpost. This is Marvin Gaye, Abraham, Martin, and John.
Has anybody here seen my old friend Abraham? Can you tell me where he's gone? Oh, he freed a lot of people, but it seems a good die young, yeah. I just looked around and he was gone. Has anybody here seen my old friend John? Can you tell me where he's gone? You know, he freed a lot of people, but it seems the good die young, yeah. I just looked around and he was gone, oh yeah. Has anybody here seen Wait.
but it seems the good die young. Yeah, I just looked around and he was gone.
Marvin Gaye, Abraham, Martin, and John. That was released in 1968, shortly after Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated. Stevie Wonder has written a song as a tribute to Martin Luther King Jr. You know, he was just a teenager, but he did actually meet Dr. King. And, you know, the assassination was in 1968. It wasn't until 1986 that Ronald Reagan declared Martin Luther King's birthday as a federal holiday. There was a lot of individual states who had, who had passed a motion to celebrate it as a holiday. But it was the Congressional Black Caucus. Stevie Wonder joins the members of the Congressional Black Caucus in the U.S. Congress in 1980, to try to establish the federal holiday honoring King's birthday. And so Stevie Wonder writes the song called Happy Birthday in 1981. And Stevie Wonder goes on a nationwide tour along with Gil Scott-Heron. And, he was doing his best to establish the national holiday for Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday. So this is Stevie Wonder's song. There ought to be a time that we can set aside to show just how much we love you. This is Stevie Wonder. Happy birthday.
Thank you. out the back of the bus. You can't find me nowhere. Oh, come on over.
Stevie Wonder, that song is called Happy Birthday, and it's a tribute to Martin Luther King. Stevie released that recording in 1981, and then he started a national tour to establish the idea that we needed to have a national holiday to celebrate Martin Luther King's birthday. So on the third Monday of every January, every year, it's Martin Luther King's birthday. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then. And today, we're listening to music celebrating Martin Luther King's birthday and life, and also the general civil rights movement that was so powerful in transforming the culture of our country and the world back in the 1960s, and continuing through today, where it seems like the news cycle is just a relentless 24-hour barrage of news, things happening. I was alive in the 60s during the time that these songs were written and when Martin Luther King was assassinated. And I think that was just the beginning of this kind of relentless news cycle where transformation started to happen so quickly in our society. So Martin Luther King Jr., such an inspirational man, he believed in nonviolence and civil disobedience, and he was inspired by the nonviolent activism of Mahatma Gandhi. There was a biography written about Martin Luther King called Let the Trumpet Sound. It was written by Stephen Oates. Well, there's a very popular mainstream rock and roll band called U2. And the lead singer and songwriter, Bono, read that biography about Martin Luther King. And he wrote a song after reading that, which was inspired by the book. And I had no idea, I've known the song for a while, but I had no idea that it was an expression of the things that he felt about Martin Luther King's life. The song is called Pride in the Name of Love, and U2 released it in 1984, just a couple of years before Martin Luther King's birthday was established as a national holiday. So let's go back to 1984 and listen. U2, the tribute to Martin Luther King, U2, Pride in the Name of Love.
Love.
You too, pride, in the name of love. One man in the name of love. That's a tribute to Martin Luther King Jr. Bono wrote that after reading a biography about him. The song was released in 1984. So it's an amazing thing, all the music that has been written about him. I was surprised to find a song by James Taylor. The song is called Shed a Little Light. James Taylor released it in 1991. And it's a tribute to Martin Luther King Jr. And here's a quote from James Taylor about this song, Shed a Little Light. Here's what he said. He said, "To me, King is really one of the central heroes, you know, just in our time, a real exceptional, rare person who contributed the right things at the right time. You know, I think my parents, they led me into an awareness of what was going on. You know, they felt amazingly strong about the civil rights struggle, and I guess it stayed with me. It always stayed with me. So it came out in a song." This is James Taylor. It's called Shed a Little Light, and it's his tribute to Martin Luther King.
"And recognize that there are ties between us, all men and women living on the earth. Ties of hope and love, of sister and brotherhood. That we are bound together in our desire to see the world become a place in which our children can grow free and strong. We are bound together by the task that stands before us and the road that lies ahead. We are bound and we are bound.
There is a feeling like the clenching of a fist. There is a hunger in the center of the chest. There is a passage through the darkness and the mist. And though the body sleeps, the heart will never rest.
Shed a little light, oh Lord.
Shed a little light, oh Lord.
So that we can see.
Oh, now.
Just a little light, oh Lord.
A little light, oh Lord.
Wanna stand it on up.
Stand it on up, oh Lord.
Stand it on up, oh Lord.
Yeah, now.
Wanna walk it on down.
Wanna shed a little light.
Shed a little light.
Of a fist. There is a hunger in the center of the chest. There is a passage through the darkness and the mist. And though the body sleeps, the heart will never rest. Oh, let us turn our thoughts today to Martin Luther King
and recognize that there are times us, all men and women living on the earth, ties of hope and love, sister and brotherhood.
James Taylor, Shine, Shed a Little Light, his tribute to Martin Luther King Jr. So, you know, the civil rights movement had a long history before Dr. King was assassinated in 1968. Pete Seeger did a very interesting song. It's called If You Miss Me on the Back of the Bus. I thought we'd listen to two songs in a row. Pete Seeger's song, If You Miss Me on the Back of the Bus. And then Bob Dylan, he wrote an anthem in 1964, The Times They Are A-Changin'. And it's so relevant all these years later. It still speaks to the political, the cultural situation that we're facing in the United States today. These issues are still evolving. So we'll start with Pete Seeger's If You Miss Me on the Back of the Bus. And then we're going to hear Bob Dylan from 1964, The Times They Are A-Changin'.
Let us turn our thoughts today. If you miss me at the back of the bus, you can't find me nowhere. Oh, come on over to the front of the bus. I'll be riding up there. I'll be riding up there. I'll be riding up there. Oh, come on over to the front of the bus. I'll be riding up there. If you miss me on the picket line, you can't find me nowhere. Oh, come on over to the city jail. I'll be roaming over there. I'll be roaming over there. I'll be roaming over there. Oh, come on over to the city jail. I'll be roaming over there. One of the young people had just come down from Cairo, Illinois, where they'd had a drive to desegregate the municipal swimming pool. If you miss me in the Mississippi River, you can't find me nowhere. Oh, come on over to the swimming pool. I'll be swimming right there. I'll be swimming right there. Oh, I'll be swimming right there. Oh, come on over to the swimming pool. I'll be swimming right there. Oh, here's a verse that was prophetic. Came true, I heard it in October, and many places it came true in November. But just to start, if you miss me in the cotton field, you can't find me nowhere. Oh, come on over to the courthouse, I'll be voting right there. I'll be voting right there. Oh, I'll be voting right there. Oh, come on over to the courthouse, I'll be voting right there. If you miss me at the back of the bus, you can't find me nowhere. Oh, come on over to the front of the bus. I'll be riding up there. Oh, I'll be riding up there. Oh, I'll be riding up there. Oh, come on over to the front of the bus. I'll be riding up there.
Come gather around, people, wherever you roam, and admit that the waters around you have grown, and accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone. For the times, they are a-changin'. Some writers and critics who prophesize with your pen, and keep your eyes wide, the chance won't come again. And don't speak too soon, for the wheel's still in spin, and there's no telling who that it's naming. For the loser now will be later to win. For the times, they are a-changin'. Senators Congressman, please heed the call. Don't stand in the doorway, don't lock up the hall. For he that gets hurt will be he who has stalled. The battle outside raging will soon shake your windows and rattle your walls. For the times, they are a-changing. The mothers and fathers throughout the land, and don't criticize what you can't understand. Your sons and your daughters are beyond your command. Your old road is rapidly aging. Please get out of the new one if you can't lend your hand. For the times, they are a-changing. It is drawn, the curse it is cast. The slow one now will later be fast, as the present now will later be past. The order is rapidly fading, and the first one now will later be last. For the times, they are a-changing.
Bob Dylan from 1964. The times, they are a-changin', that is still so true today as it was when he wrote that song. Such a young man, such mature thoughts. We heard Pete Seeger, "If you miss me on the back of the bus, I'll be riding up front." Wow, two powerful musicians weighing in on the idea of civil rights. I'm Kathy Geary, and on today's program, we're celebrating Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday coming up, and also the idea of music that relates to civil rights. Next, we're going to hear some music from two of my favorite musicians. They're both bass players. Marcus Miller was born in June 1959. He is now about 60 years old. He was born in Brooklyn. Marcus Miller is an amazing bass player. He actually played with Miles Davis at the start of his career. In 1995, Marcus Miller released an album called Tales. And we're going to listen to one of the songs, a couple of songs, where he talks about his life as a musician and some of the things that he experienced. This is Marcus Miller.
Joe Sample, it was 1954, 1955. I'm either 15 or 16 years old. The place is somewhere in a barn with a bandstand along the East Texas and Louisiana border. We are in sugarcane country, approximately 200 miles from my hometown of Houston, Texas. I am the piano player in a band, the house band, the road band. We are the put-together band, Country Towns. These blues artists could have been Gabe Mount Brown, T-Bone Walker, Big Walter, Little Walter, Johnny Copeland, Percy Mayfield, or any number of those particular men that were prominent at that particular time. The custom was the band played a warm-up set, and of course the singer finally comes on to the bandstand, and then the show commences. We, of course, wanted to play all of jazz. We were doing anything, we'd do anything to play jazz, and we would force jazz over the top of these rhythm and blues. Suddenly, men would start walking from the back of the room and approach the bandstand. This man said to me, "Look, I want you niggas to understand something right now. We paid 25 cents at the front door, and we came in here to have a good time. Now, it sounds to me you guys are playing a bunch of bull, and we're not getting our money's worth. So we're going to tell you now. We will take your instruments from you, whip your ass, and destroy your vehicles, and more than likely you will have to walk and beg your way back to Houston, Texas. Now, we will do this to you unless you make us feel real good, real suddenly. So, of course, this is the supreme method and technique in the learning of how to groove. I became an instant groove master, as so did all of my buddies on the bandstand. This is a tale of development along the Texas-Louisiana border.
Instruments, you get a definite tonal character.
We wish we could take you inside, but nobody's allowed in while they're rehearsing, you see. You're gonna be thrown right out. Now that's all there is to it. Even if we wanted to go in there, we couldn't, because the security is so tight that any unauthorized individual going through that door will be forcibly ejected.
Marcus Miller from his album called Tales in 1995. Next, we'll hear from another one of my favorite musicians, a woman named Michelle Endegeocello, also a bass player. She was born in 1968. She was raised in Washington, D.C., where as a teenager she attended the Duke Ellington School of the Arts. She released her first album in 1993, an album called Plantation Lullabies. We're going to hear a song called Step Into the Projects. And then from a more recent recording from 2014, Comet Come to Me, we'll hear the song American Rhapsody, where one of the lyrics in that song is a bona fide life will arrive at last. This is Michelle Endegeocello, Step Into the Projects. Kathy Geary. You've been listening to Now and Then, today's program celebration for Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday and the Civil Rights Movement. I hope you enjoyed the music on today's program. Once again, thank you so much for listening. Now and Then, support comes from the community and from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporter.com, and from Thalman Service Center, complete car repair and collision service in Liberty, New York, thalmanservicecenter.com. It's just a few seconds before 4 o'clock. You're tuned to 90.5 FM. This is WJFF, Jefferson.